Treasury Department concludes loans for 7 major airlines and support additional relief for aviation workers. This was released by the Department of Treasury today. Today, we're going to talk about the U.S. Department of Treasury, what they announced today for the airline industry. What does this mean for an airline industry? And more importantly, what does this mean for investors? But for ladies and gentlemen, first, before we get into it, go ahead and make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host coming to you guys and girls live all the way with a very late, early morning, late night show. Coming to you guys and girls to deliver some news you can use that is as an investor. We're going to talk about this is coming directly from the U.S. Department of Treasury. If you want to follow me to verify what I'm saying and doing, you go to treasury.gov. Treasury.gov, Department of Treasury. If you want to know what the Department of Treasury is, these are the people with the big checks. They are the big bank for the world, right? They are the ones that control the money. You know those $1,200 stimulus checks that everybody received? That was coming from the Department of Treasury. You had the House of Representatives. They present the stimulus package. Then you had the Senate that approves on it. And then it goes to the president to get signed. Then it goes to the Department of Treasury, Mr. Stephen Munch. He's the one that signs off only the treasury bills and things like that. So guys and girls, I'm going to talk about the latest thing with the airline industries. We're going to talk about where airlines receive the loans and what does this mean to investors. So right here, they say Treasury Department stated on September 29th, the Treasury Department concludes loans for 7 major airlines in support of additional aviation industry work relief. Today, the U.S. Department of Treasury announced that it has closed loans with 7 large airline carriers under the CARES Act. The seven airline carriers are Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, Frontier Airlines, JetBlue Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines, SkyWest Airlines, and United Airlines. Treasury expects the subject to continue conditions to satisfy documents that the initial loans amounts will be increased as a result of some major airlines determining not to move forward with loan from the Treasury due to availability of financing in the private markets. They're saying that some of the airlines got better loan opportunities in the private market. That's why they're going to be increasing the face value. But let's go a little bit further. The reallocation of funds will be subject to a loan concentration limit of $7.5 billion per airline carrier, or 30% of the $25 billion available for passenger airlines. This coming from the Department of Treasury. The payroll protection and loan programs were created by the CARES Act and have saved a number of large aviation jobs and kept workers employed and connected to their health care during unprecedented times, the Secretary Stephen Munch has said. We are pleased to conclude the loans that will support this critical industry while ensuring appropriate taxpayer compensation. We will call on Congress to extend the PayPal Protection Plan, also known as PPP, so we can continue to support the aviation industry workers as the economy reopens and as we continue our path to recovery. Pretty much they're saying we have an unlimited paycheck and we're going to continue writing paychecks to the airline industry until they get back on their feet. Because this is very important, because you notice that Southwest, all the major airlines were talking about laying off people. So they're pushing out these loans and they're saying that we're going to continue to extend. The Department of Treasury is going to ask Congress to extend the PayPal protection support, not the PayPal, oh my God, payroll support program to continue to pay these people. Now, also, we're going to talk about what does this mean for these particular companies, and we're going to get into what does it mean to investors. Right here, it requires borrowers, meaning those 7 people that I named earlier, to provide warranties, equity interest, or senior debt instruments as an appropriate taxpayer compensation. So they're saying you're taking taxpayers' money, so in return, they're going to have to offer warranties, equity interest, or debt, senior debt instruments, warranties. What are warranties? They're giving the right for the government to buy the airline stocks for a particular price in the future. Let's say Southwest Airlines was trading for $40. They got to say, hey, government, we're going to give you the right to be able to buy Southwest Airlines for $45 within the next 5 years. So that is a warranty. They're asking them to issue warranties in return for collecting this money. Part of it is a grant. Equity interest. Equity interest meaning that now by them taking this money, the government can own up to 1% of the airline. So pay back the taxpayers. Just don't take free money. Or give debt instruments. Senior debt instruments is the ability to issue bonds. For prime example, a bond is nothing but an IOU. They say, hey, government, give me $1,000. I will pay you back $1,100 within 5 years in the future. Those are debt instruments. So you're seeing issuing debts. So ladies and gentlemen, now what does this mean to investors? If you are an investor, this is very good information. This is saying that this is the backing that is needed for the airlines to continue. So this is very good backing for the airlines to continue going on into the morning or whatnot. So this means to investors that, hey, those companies that you fear of going bankrupt are not making it to the other side. The Department of Treasury has an open checkbook and they're writing out checks to make sure the airline industry gets along to the other side. Very bullish for airline industries. When you see this news break, when the second stimulus go out, you're going to see all the airlines jump. So for as an investor, this is good news because it's showing that you have backing and you have a safety net to be able to carry your investment to the next level. All right. So let me see what y'all say in the comments. What's going on? This is out of Phoenix, Arizona. He's saying good morning. I know he said he's the late night worker. I wasn't expecting nobody to be on here live. This is probably like 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatnot. But if you are catching this live, I'm giving you guys and girls news you can use, and you can see when you go from the Department of Treasury, how it relates, how politics relate to finance and how it affect investors. So ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all got good information out of this. Just to go over what we talked about. We talked about the seven major airlines that got that concluded loans. We talked about what the Secretary of Treasury said himself from the Treasury, treasury.gov. He said they are willing to keep supporting. And he said these companies are going to have to pay back using equity, using warranties, and using senior debt instruments. So what does this mean to investors? This means that you have a safety net. Imagine if you had a restaurant that was struggling right now and you have a bank that comes in and saying, we're willing to loan you as much money as possible or to give you as many grants as possible to keep you going to the future. The downside to this is that companies are taking on debt. They're soaking up in debt. That's not a good thing to carry on to the future, but they will be around when you have that big backing, because we all know how it is in America. It's not about what you know, all about who you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to conclude this episode. Hopefully you guys and girls got something out of this with this news that you can use for your investing tips. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.